Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, September 21st, and happy 71st birthday to the legendary Bill Murray.
So I got that going for me, which is nice.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Gwinnett police are searching for a suspect in a triple shooting that killed one at a Norcross karaoke bar. A man was found dead in his Snellville area home. Johnson Creek Fire Chief Chris Coons reflected on his role leading the department. Student-led nonprofit Student Docs for Shocks honored for public safety. The Gwinnett 4-H is celebrating 30 years of hosting farm friends at the county fair. Piedmont Eastside Hospital patients with COVID-19 are overwhelmingly unvaccinated. Plus, September is Suicide Prevention Month. It's a heavy topic, but very important to talk about.
And just let them know that they're not alone, that you do care, you want them to live, and changing that singular pronoun, I, say we will get through this. And then that gives them that hope that they're not alone.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
Gwinnett police are investigating a homicide that occurred in the parking lot of a karaoke bar at Britt Road in Norcross early Sunday morning. Shortly after 2:50 a.m., an off-duty officer working security at a karaoke restaurant heard shots being fired nearby. The off-duty officer drove through the parking lot of the shopping center and found a man on the ground in the parking lot outside of 11 Lounge. The man was dead at the scene. Two other men were then found, both with gunshot wounds. The two men were taken to a local hospital and are being treated for their injuries. The victim's name is being withheld until the next of kin are notified. Investigators are exploring all motives at this time. Witnesses are also encouraged to contact authorities with any useful information. Gwinnett police are investigating a homicide that took place in a Snellville area neighborhood early Sunday morning. Police said that shortly after 2 a.m., officers assigned to the South Precinct were dispatched to a person shot call on Forest Bend Lane in Snellville. When officers arrived, they found a man dead from a gunshot wound to the torso inside the residence. The case is under investigation. There's been no motive identified at this time, and the name of the victim is being withheld until the next of kin is notified. The shooting was one of two homicides that took place overnight in Gwinnett County. Not long after Chris Coons was appointed fire chief in the Fulton County city of Johns Creek, the fire department embarked on the construction of a new station on Kimball Bridge Road in the northwest sector of the city. Chief Coons, who was appointed fire chief in Johns Creek in June of 2019 after serving as interim fire chief for 6 months, has a long history in public safety, which began in 1993 when he went to work for the Atlanta Fire Rescue Department. The department serves a community of some 85,000 residents, and the construction of the Kimball Bridge Road station has improved response time in that sector of Johns Creek. The department's average response time is about 6 minutes, adding there are a number of other factors in addition to response time that gauge the department's effectiveness and efficiency. The department, which has nearly 100 employees, is expected within the next year to begin discussions with city leaders on building a new fire station to replace the city's oldest station in the Newtown Park area. A woman's body was found in Lawrenceville yesterday morning. Here's community reporter J.P. Edwards with that story.
Gwinnett County Police are investigating a homicide after a woman was found shot to death inside her Lawrenceville home early Monday morning. Shortly after 4:30 a.m. Monday, officers responded to a person shot call on Prospect Church Road in Lawrenceville. When officers arrived, they entered the home and found a woman dead from a gunshot wound. Detectives are investigating the motive for the shooting, and the crime scene unit is processing the scene. Information on the individuals will be withheld until the next of kin is notified. This homicide is the third in Gwinnett County in a 24-hour span. Anyone with information is asked to contact Gwinnett Police. For more on this story, visit GwinnettDailyPost.com. I'm JP Edwards for the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Let me put my gloves on and my scrubs on. Dr. Carter to the rescue. Excuse me if I'm late, but like a thief, it takes time to be this great.
For Philadelphia College of Medicine, Georgia, third-year medical students were recently honored by the Duluth City Council for their work with Student Docs for Shock's nonprofit. The students created the organization that works to increase survival for citizens who experience out-of-hospital sudden cardiac arrest. The organization accomplishes their mission through public awareness, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, and automated external defibrillator training, and the donation and placement of public access defibrillators in gathering areas. Mayor Nancy Harris honored four PCOM Georgia third-year medical students, along with their not-for-profit organization, for their commitment to community public safety at a recent Duluth City Council meeting. Group members are the founders of Student Docs for Shocks. To date, AED donations and replacements have been made on Main Street in Helen, Georgia, in the Duluth Festival Center, and Town Green in Duluth, in the Treehouse Learning Center in Belleglade, Florida, and at the Works in the Upper West Side of Atlanta. In addition to Chris Greiser and Sarah Lescano, founding members include Rex Birch and Tyler Ritchie.
The Gwinnett County Fair is back, and you can get your discounted advance tickets online now. Food, unlimited rides, food, animals, exhibits, the Miss Gwinnett pageant, more food, concerts, a petting zoo, and did I mention all the delicious fair food?
Can't get enough of funnel cakes.
See the Ninja Experience, the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, and more. The Gwinnett County Fair is September 16th through the 26th at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds. Get your discounted advance tickets online today at GwinnettCountyFair.com. The Gwinnett County Fair is back.
Buckle up.
What's that?
Another shortage.
What now?
People.
R.S. Andrews people.
Oh.
While some companies hunt for techs and plumbers,
we believe in finding people.
R.S. Andrews people.
Personable people.
Gotta care about their work.
Sure.
Fastidious fellas.
But friendly.
That'd be nice.
It's how they work.
It's who they are.
Personable, professional people.
Precisely.
Hard to say.
Harder finding them.
I'll bet.
Because we're picky.
Only personable professionals need apply.
Background check.
Clean driving records.
Good pay. Benefits.
Better than most.
Better how?
Better like a six-figure opportunity.
And signing bonuses.
Solid support.
R.S. Andrews takes care of our people.
Promises kept, zero baloney.
Good people come, stay, and grow.
Plumbers, heating and air techs, electricians.
Personable professionals.
People you'd welcome in your home.
R.S. Andrews people.
We're personable. Professionals prosper.
I like that.
So do people working here.
He's Darren.
He's Ben.
We're RSAndrews.com.
Life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
Each year since she was in middle school, Lawrenceville resident Princess Brown has stopped by the Gwinnett 4-H Farm Friends barn when she attends the Gwinnett County Fair. The barn, affectionately called the Big Red Barn by 4-H officials, has become one of Brown's must-see spots to visit at the fair, and this year was no different. 19-year-old Brown visited the fair on its opening day on Thursday, and she inevitably made her way to the barn, paid a dollar, and walked around, petting rabbits, baby ducks, a donkey, sheep, goats, and a cow, ooing and awing as she interacted with each animal. Gwinnett 4-H officials and members see a lot of reasons to celebrate at this year's Gwinnett County Fair. While the fair is back after taking a year off in 2020 because of the pandemic, this year also marks the 30th year that 4-H has hosted its Farm Friends exhibit, which is the organization's big fundraiser of the year at the fair. Visitors pay $1 per person to come in and see and touch farm animals and also read information about each animal. The fair opened Thursday, and visitors who stopped by the Farm Friends barn on opening day got a special treat. There are precautions being taken because of the ongoing pandemic. Attendees are also being asked to wear face masks in the barn since it's indoors. Additional hand sanitizing stations were also installed, and there's a greater emphasis on washing hands before leaving the barn. Gwinnett County has had more than a tenfold increase in COVID-19 cases since the 4th of July weekend, according to the Georgia Department of Public Health. Patients in the hospital with the highly contagious Delta variant are younger and sicker than ever before. During this Delta surge, Piedmont Eastside has seen patients as young as 26 years old placed on a ventilator due to COVID-19. They are also overwhelmingly unvaccinated. In fact, Piedmont Eastside does not currently have a single fully vaccinated person receiving critical care for COVID-19. They've had some breakthrough cases, but those individuals are not ending up in their ICU. Across Piedmont Healthcare's 16 hospitals, 95% of the patients with COVID are unvaccinated. More than 94% on ventilators are unvaccinated. And most importantly, more than 99% who have died from COVID were unvaccinated. And now, September is Suicide Prevention Month. JP Edwards is here to learn more about this heavy topic and to find out what you can do if someone you know is talking about taking their own life.
We're joined on the podcast by Amira Abdul-Hafid. She is a program coordinator at Guide, Inc. September is Suicide Prevention Month. And Amira, you've shared some numbers for Gwinnett County of how many people we've lost to suicide. Please tell me, what was it in the 3 years you have numbers? How many people from what ages?
So for the ages of 10 to 24, between the years 2017 and 2019, a total of 46 lives were lost to suicide.
That's 46 babies, like somebody's baby. That's 46
exactly.
Children, 46 brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews.
Correct. And unfortunately, we only have data from 10. Like if there was anybody under 10, we wouldn't have that. And then if it's put down as a different type of death, we wouldn't know that. Because, of course, data can be interpreted differently. But 46 babies, 46 sons, daughters, brothers, just like you said.
And Amira, if somebody in your life is considering it, talking about it, taking their own life, you know, what do I do?
So it's important to, what I say is listen to understand, don't listen to react. We're in such a lot of us, maybe not everybody, but a lot of us, we want to listen to respond, listen to react, but sometimes we don't listen just to understand. And it could be just the fast pace of the society that we're in. I've heard people say, oh, I think he's just doing it for attention or something like that. But it's really important to listen to them. Take the time to listen and just try not to be judgmental. Another thing is research has shown that asking somebody directly about suicidal intent will actually lower the anxiety and open up the communication. So instead of beating around the bush, you can ask directly, are you thinking about suicide? Are you thinking about killing yourself? And the person who is scared of being judged, scared of being locked up, if somebody else approaches it and mentions it, it kind of normalizes it and they can basically feel like, okay, I can talk about it, and I'll lower their anxiety and they will open up and talk. But it's important to just remember, it's not about you, it's about them. So don't be judgmental, validate how they're feeling and listen to them. I always say use neutral comments. You know, I'm sorry you're going through that. That must be really hard for you. We can get through this. You know, and then basically if they do say that they're thinking about suicide, the next question should be, do you have a method? Or do you have a plan? And then that can kind of help gauge how the serious, well, it's all serious, but gauge whether you need to immediately call 911 or if you can take the time and try to get to them to a therapist or a psychiatrist or something. If they say, yes, I've got a gun in my backpack, then that's going to be a 911 call. Or at least the Georgia Crisis and Access line, if you think that they're not going to pull out the gun and kill themselves right then and there. But if it's like, no, I don't have a plan, then go on and say and guide them to the resources. Another thing that is really important is go with them. We have cards for the Georgia Crisis and Access Line. We have 911. We have all of that. But if you just hand over the resource and forget about it, it's a cold transfer, quote unquote. I always compare it to customer service lines. If you call a call center and you spend 5 minutes going on whatever the issue is, and then they just cold transfer you to somebody else and you have to do it all over again. For somebody who's actually going to open up and say that they are having suicidal thoughts, they took That was really brave for them to come up and talk to you about it. It took a lot of courage for them to admit that. So don't blow it off and say, we'll call this number. Go with them to get help. If you are in a situation where maybe it's a school, say, why don't we walk down to the school counselor's office together? I know that Principal Smith, to come up with a name, has a wonderful resource in the office. Will you walk with me? Will you let me help you? Or is there somebody that I can call for you? Or if you're in a situation where you don't have a resource, you can easily say, you know, why don't we call Georgia Crisis and Access Line? Or, you know, I know that you're really close with your doctor, or, you know, is it okay if we call your mom or a trusted adult even, and just be there with the person? Even if they're on the phone, just your presence there would be really key and important for them. And just let them know that they're not alone, that you do care, you want them to live. And changing that singular pronoun, I, say, we will get through this. And then that gives them that hope that they're not alone and that they can get help and somebody does care.
Amira Abdul-Hafid is a program coordinator at Guide, Inc. September is Suicide Prevention Month. And thank you so much for this information.
You're welcome.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy of Peggy Slappy Properties, wishing everyone a great school year this year. Last year was quite disruptive. Our living rooms doubled as classrooms, and this left many folks in Gwinnett looking for more space. If this has happened to you and you're considering buying or selling a home, call the team at Peggy Slappy Properties. When you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you're not choosing a realtor, you're choosing a team. From your home search to obtaining financing to finalizing the home becoming yours with McMichael and Gray, our closing attorneys. Remember, find us online anytime at psponline.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, Executive Producer. Jeremy Powell, Creative Director. Jacob Sutherland, Director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, Copywriter. All rights reserved.
Save money when you finance your next vehicle with Georgia United Credit Union. With our low rates, we can help you keep more money in your wallet. Qualified borrowers can enjoy rates as low as 1.99% APR. We have an easy online application, quick approval times, and flexible payment terms for qualified borrowers. Visit gucu.org/low rates. All loan programs, rates, terms, and conditions may vary and are subject to change without notice. Call 888-493-4328 for details.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.